Yesterday we wrapped up our discussion on verses 57 and 58 of Surah Al-A'raf, which brought us to the end of Ruku number 7. And the gist of it was the discussion yesterday that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has created the sun, the moon and the stars to provide physical light for us due to our physical needs here on planet Earth. It is impossible for Allah to take care of our physical needs, but then not to take care of our spiritual needs. So, due to the spiritual darkness of polytheism and disbelief and disobedience, transgression, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala sends spiritual light as well in the form of the Ambiya alayhi salatu wasalam, in the form of the different books that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has revealed, in the form of those who take on the responsibilities, not of Nubuwa per se, but of the legacy of Nubuwa, the Waratatul Anbiya, the inheritors of the Anbiya until the day of Qiyamah, and they continue to spread that spiritual light. Now, I explained that that point links up now to the next discussion and to the next few rukus. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala now moves into a discussion pertaining to various Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, the first being Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, highlighting to us that like I created the sun and the moon and the stars and everything else to give you physical light, there has been a system that has provided spiritual light and spiritual guidance for humanity as well. And that system was centered around the various Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. So we take up the discussion. Ruku number 8 of Surah Al-A'raf, verse number 59, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentions, لَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا نُوحًا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ فَقَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اعْبُدُ اللَّهَ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرُهُ. Surely we sent Nuh عليه السلام to his people. He said to them, O my people, worship Allah, you have no deity other than Him. إِنِّي أَخَافُ عَلَيْكُمْ عَذَابَ يَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ. I fear the punishment of a great day over you. I fear a punishment of a great day over you. Now, the Quran mentions incidents of various Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and the purpose behind it is so that we can derive lesson. In Surah Araf, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala talks about Nuh alayhi salam, Hud alayhi salam, Salih alayhi salam, Lut alayhi salam, Shu'aib alayhi salam, and Musa alayhi salam, one after the other. And in the beginning, Allah spoke about Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, but more from the perspective of how Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was created. And then we see that Allah repeats this in Surah Hud, in Surah Shu'ara, Allah talks about these same Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, one after the other. And repetition is required because the intention here is to drive the lesson home. The intention here is to drive the lesson home. And it is part of compassion. It is the demand of compassion that a lesson be repeated several times. So if someone says, why does the Quran talk about the same prophet multiple times? Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's story is found in 28 out of the 30 paras or juz of the Quran Kareem. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam story is found repeatedly. Hud alayhi salam, Salih alayhi salatu wasalam, Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam. Why does Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make repeated mention? And the answer is simple, because it is the demand of compassion that you repeat important lessons several times. So Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, the scholars tell us, came after Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. In the beginning of Surah Al-A'raf, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala made mention of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala talks about Nuh alayhi salam, who was the first and the first of the great and famous messengers who was sent in the world after Adam alayhi salatu wasalam to combat the polytheists. Yes, we do believe that Sheth, the son of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, was also a Nabi, but he was pretty much in the time of his father and immediately after his father. And then there was a period of, some scholars say, 1,000 years, 10 centuries had passed between Adam alayhi salatu wasalam and Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. And in those 10 centuries, for the most part, people remained true to the teachings of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam and his son Sheth alayhi salam, the teachings of Tawheed, etc. However, what happened then is that closer to the time of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, people got involved in idol worship. They got involved in idol worship. And how did they get involved in idol worship? According to Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhum, idol worship started just before Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam's coming. And they were some righteous people, pious people. Their names were Wad, Suwa, Yaghuth, Ya'uk, and Nasr. They have passed away. And when they passed away, people actually drew images of them, so that they could be remembered. That was the initial intention. You know, we're just going to draw images of them so we can remember them. They were great personalities. And after that, from images, they escalated and they built statues. And then they escalated one step further and then they started to worship these statues, and they gave the statues the same names of these righteous people who had passed on. And this is how idolatry started on planet Earth. And this is how idol worship started on planet Earth. And that is when Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala sent Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. And he preached to his people, as the Quran says, وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا نُوحًا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ فَلَبِثَ فِيهِمْ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ إِلَّا خَمْسِينَ عَامًا 1,000 years, bar 50. So 950 years he preached to his people, and very few accepted and listened. So although Allah talks now in the coming verses about the discussion between Nuh alayhi salam and his people specifically, he was sent to his people. However, the message is such that that is the message of every Nabi before him and every Nabi after him. So in many ways, by making mention to what Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam said to his people, Allah is addressing humanity as well, because these are the fundamental principles that each Nabi and each Rasul and each Prophet and Messenger had come and conveyed to his people. The Messenger or the Nabi may have had a mandate to go to his specific people, but the message is a universal one. That's the point I'm making. So that was a bit of background. Inshallah, tomorrow we will take up the discussion and we will talk about Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam's conversation with his people and what he said to them. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. It's 18 minutes to 8. We go for a break. When we come back, it's the Africa Report with Khadija Bajal.